Hello, this is Sid Satter. You're listening to the Too Much Rock Podcast, number 76. We started things out this week with The Virgins with the song Rich Girls off their 07 self-released EP. The New York band there, lots of buzz behind them, and I believe that song was used in Gossip Girls, a television show I've never seen and barely heard of, but I guess it's enough to win them some fans. I do love that song, and it probably would have made my top of 2007 list in some way if I would have heard it in 07. Late to the game. Coming up next, I got another band with a lot of buzz behind them. This is Black Kids with the song I'm Not Gonna Teach Your Boyfriend How to Dance With You.
Ever since I was a little girl.
Okay, that was Jupiter One with the song Turn Up the Radio. That is on their self-titled, self-released album. Came out last year sometime, the band out of New York. I know they're on the road now. They just played Chicago last week, and sadly I was out of town and missed that one. But I was in Las Vegas with sunny 70-degree weather, opposed to back here in Chicago where it's, well, sunny and 7 degrees. Before that, we played Black Kids with the song I'm Not Going to Teach Your Boyfriend How to Dance With You off their self-released album Wizard of Oz, A-H-H-H-S, a band from Jacksonville, Florida, heading out on the road soon. I saw a date just pop up for Chicago in April or maybe early May. We started things off with a trio of self-released albums. Wonderful. We're going to dip into Matinee Records here, though. This is a song by the band The Young Tradition. The song is called Whores. You're taking all that's left of me. Well, I could kill for less. You've taken all that once was free. Now it's one big mess, 'cause I know. That was The Forms off their self-titled album. The song I played was Focus. It came out on the Rebel Group Records in October 2007, a Brooklyn band there. The album has its ups and downs and is definitely worth a listen if you like that track. Before that, I played something from Josh Fix. The song was Don't Call Me in the Morning off of his album Free at Last that came out October of last year on 1650 Entertainment. I think it might be just a management company release, but who knows there. Band out of San Francisco, someone I found through one of my promoters, and, you know, it's got some moments there, and certainly very few bands can claim to be Queen-like, but I think there are some definite Queen moments there with Josh's album. Queen meets Ben Folds, maybe. To start things off in that set, we played The Young Tradition with such a beautiful song with the title of Horrors. Came off on their album Northern Drive. They came out back in 1995, released on Matinee Records, and it's just a duo there. Eric Hanpers from Sweden, rather, and Brent Kinji from the United States, San Francisco. And I guess Brent was from In the Fairways, which I totally loved. So I'm not sure how I missed that one when it came out in 2005, but I'm happy I have it now because there's some good stuff there. Moving on, I've got the new record by Ida. I'm going to play the song Lover's Prayers.
Thank you. feel a silver stallion with not a mark upon his silky hide. Teaching me can dress me like a sister. One day we'll settle up and ride, and we're gonna ride, we're gonna ride. Ride like the one-eyed Jack of Diamonds with the devil close behind. We're gonna ride, we're gonna ride. In his fingers, thunder and lightning in his thighs, and we're gonna ride, we're gonna ride, ride like the one-eyed Jack of Diamonds with the devil close behind. We're gonna ride, we're gonna ride. Chase the sky forever with the man, the stallion, and the wind. The sun is gonna burn into a cinder before we ever pass this way again. And we're gonna ride, we're gonna ride. Ride like the one-eyed Jack of Diamonds with the devil close behind. We're gonna ride, we're gonna ride.
Well, she really does have a way of making all songs her own, doesn't she? That is Shawn Marshall of Cat Power with the song Silver Stallion. It's off of her new compilation of covers called Jukebox that was released on Matador Records last month. Originally, that was a Lee Clayton song, though made famous by the Highwaymen, which was that supergroup of Johnny Cash and Merle Haggard and Kris Kristofferson and Willie Nelson, I believe. Before that, a track from Ida played the song Lover's Prayers, which is the title track of their new album. It was released on Polyvinyl Records late last month as well. That is a fantastic album and the best one they've ever released. It balances the folk and Americana with the atmosphere perfectly, and it's so touching and warm and organic. And I'm a big fan there. And golly gee, looking at the time, I am out of it. So I want to let you know that you've been listening to the Too Much Rock Podcast, number 76. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on Too Much Rock, you can visit the website, TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. I want to end things this week with a track by Emmett Miller and his Georgia Crackers. This is a track I found on the Good for What Ails You CD I got for Christmas from my parents. The song I'm going to play is called The Gypsy, and it's a very simple comedy routine. Most of the songs here are musical bits performed at medicine shows to pump the audience up to buy whatever remedy that typically was just alcohol the good doctor was selling. The album is very good. The liner notes are even better. It's a great slice of history, and I definitely suggest picking it up, reading through it, listening to it. Certainly the tracks aren't going to affect you the way, say, maybe the Anthology of American Folk has, but these are very important songs, even if they're silly as can be, and that's what I've picked here, the silliest one I could find. So here's Emmett Miller and his Georgia Crackers with the song The Gypsy. Thank you.
Don't argue with me, Emmett. You don't know what you're talking about.
Now listen, you little old waffle mouth gal. Don't you come arguing with me. In fact, I'm sorry I ever married.
Well, you ought to be. You cheated some good man out of a nice wife. You told me before we was married that you was well off.
I was, but I didn't know it.
Well, the next time I marry, I'm gonna marry a man that's square, upright, and grand.
You don't want no man, honey. You want a piano.
You men's always have the best of everything.
Yeah, I know it. Don't you wish you was a man?
Yeah, don't you?
Now listen, yeah.
And that ain't all. What else did you tell me?
I'll bet. What did I tell you?
You told me that you worshiped the ground I walked on.
Honey, I thought you owned that property. Now listen here, baby, didn't I take you down to that nice big restaurant last night?
Yeah, you took me down there, but you didn't ask me to have nothing to eat.
Well, how could I? The restaurant was closed.
Well, that's a fine place to take somebody to eat in front of a shut restaurant.
Well, that's all right, honey. Didn't I take you on down to the party from there?
Yeah, you took me down to the party, too, but what did you do? What did you do?
Well, what did I do?
Well, you walked in that place, grabbed that little old man, knocked him down, and stomped right in his face.
I know I knocked him down.
But the very devil must have told you to do that.
The devil might have told me to knock him down, but stomping him was my own idea.
Yeah?
Well, I'll be serious.
Where are you going with all that money undercover?
I'm going to see a spiritualist by my departed brother. There's an old lady live down back of that shed. She can tell you where folks gone after they're dead. I had a brother die a short while back, and I'd like to find out just where that boy's at.
If you're going down there, you're just wasting your time, cause talking to the dead folks, that's my line. First, I go into a trance, you know it's against my will. Wanna know about your brother, you gotta give me a dollar bill.
Now, you can tell me about my brother.
Wouldn't tell you about no other.
About my brother, now here's a dollar bill.
I'm going into a trance, don't talk too loud. I can see that boy, he's flying through the clouds. He's flying right up through the air. He's flying straight to heaven, sure as I'm standing here. But I'm out of that trance, and I hate to make a holler. Wanna know about your brother, you gotta give me another dollar.
Got to give you another dollar?
Yeah, give me another dollar. Gotta give me another dollar. Wanna know where he's at?
Well, yeah, don't leave him hanging in the air like that.
I'm going right back into the land of dreams. He's flying right up towards heaven, it seems. He's now within 10 feet of the Golden Gate. No, within 2 feet of the Golden Gate. But I'm out of that trance, and I hate to tell you, sonny, wanna know about your brother, you gotta give me more money.
Yeah, but just the last dollar bill I'm got to my name.
Have to leave him where he's hanging at, and that's a shame.
Well, where'd you say that boy was that last time, Miss T?
Just within 2 feet of the Golden Gate. But without another dollar, that's all I can tell.
That's all you can tell?
That's all I can tell.
Well, if he can't jump them 2 feet, he can go to Alpes.